and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country.
And good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So it looks like the rain will be out of here later on today.
Thank goodness.
We had so much rain. We had what they were calling sinkholes. We had flooding. Yes. We have schools that are closed all across the area.
Have we ever had schools closed for flooding around here? I don't know the last time.
I can't think of the last time either. I'm sure we have. Mm-hmm. But it just felt like we've had rain for days on days and days. And finally, it looks like we're going to dig ourselves out of that later on today, even though there still might be some spotty showers out this morning. It's kind of neat last night. You know what it's like when you get to reconnect with an old friend?
Yeah, it's the best.
And you're like, man, this just feels right and all that kind of stuff. Well, I had that opportunity last night. I was hanging out with Bill Clinton.
You wish.
He spoke at the Fowler Center at Ryerson Hall. He told me to tell you hello.
Oh, good. Yeah.
He remembers your internship.
Oh, yeah. What would I have been, like 14?
Kelly.
I'm trying to think back when he was president.
I did see those images and the photos. I'm like, man, it's such a cool deal to have the chance to go and see a former president. Yeah. I had the chance to meet him a couple of times. He didn't invite me back.
Right.
Because both times we had photo problems. And
then you try to touch him and like a Secret Service guy like tried to arrest you basically?
They slapped my hand and knocked my arm off of him. Like I guess when you're going to take a picture with him, unless you're shaking his hand, you have to, like you can't just reach up and touch him.
Right.
I don't know why I did that. And it sounds weird. But legitimately, all I tried to do was put my hand.
You wanted to hug him.
I put my hand on his back. I was going to take a picture with him, right?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, here, Mr. President. I was going to pull him up closer. And as soon as I touched his back, Secret Service swatted my arm down. And that caught me off guard. I'm like, dude.
I think I'm going to hire someone to do that whenever I shake hands.
People are always, touching you on your back and stuff.
Right. So I'm going to just hire someone just to slap the hands away.
The hand slapper. It's a pretty cool gig to have, but anyway, the president was in town, the former president at least. Hmm. What if he's still here?
I doubt it.
You think he's already gone?
Yeah.
What if the Secret Service is all crazy about it too?
I think they always are, just very, very detailed and ready for anything.
I saw Kelly Danfus, our chancellor from Arkansas State. I guess he got to do the big intro.
That's cool.
They asked me to go out and host, basketball and football and stuff like that, but they didn't ask me to host that.
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
Not really sure why. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Did you see Luke Combs's post on his social media where he talked about how after the Grammys, he was a little bit upset that he didn't win. He was a little bit heartbroken, a little mad because he knows how much work he put into it. But then when you really think about the project and the fans and people are coming to shows, that's what he was able to rally around.
Yeah.
But it seems like a lot of those celebrities were a little bit fired up. Like Bebe Rexha was a little bit fired up about not winning for Meant to Be. One of the people we didn't talk about best dressed yesterday, I thought Maren Morris killed it on the red carpet.
Yeah, she did look good.
The back tattoo, I'm going to get you one of those.
Wait, huh?
It doesn't really make any sense, does it?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Man, today's a transformational day in life, and I don't know if you realize this, but man, you know a day is going to be big when your spouse won't stop talking about the fact that she's going to get her hair done today.
I'm guessing you're talking about your wife.
Oh, my gosh. It's all I've heard about for the last couple of days. It's like she has waited and waited and anticipated this hairdo.
Let me tell you something. She's home with Kai every day, and she cleans
right, so she
her house, and
her
she does
done.
All of this stuff. And there is something about going to get your hair done. And I'm on her side on this, 100%. So I'm going to argue with you. It's one of the greatest days ever.
So she tries to trick me and show me different pictures of hairdos, right?
Yep, I do the same thing with Joey.
But she showed me this one picture like multiple times on different days. I'm like, Leslie, that's the same one. It's just the reaffirmation that that's the right haircut.
Right.
Because it's kind of drastic.
Because we want y'all to like it.
But it's so tough though, like when you just put that hair on some,
It's almost like you wish you could have a wig to try stuff on before you just get it done.
Because some things look better on some people.
And sometimes it doesn't always turn out like the picture.
That's what's bad. Because you don't know exactly, the capability of your stylist and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So there's times where you want to say, well, yeah, that looks great on her, but as a dude, you can't say that.
As her husband, you can't really. I mean, you can be honest. We do want you to be honest. Like, if she wants to get her hair chopped off, and you're like, Leslie, I just really like it a little bit longer, you need to say that.
I'd say that. But like, this is a choppy, cool, then a color thing. But I know what happens every time she does this. Every time she gets choppy, she comes back and says,
I hate it.
Why did I cut my hair? Why did you let me do that? And then if she lightens it any, I don't know why you let me lighten my hair. My sister always says I look better with dark hair. Like, I've been through this. I've done over 10 years of this time. It's like I've put in time in the penitentiary, hair penitentiary.
But it is a good day.
And I'm like, well, how long are you going to be gone today? How long do you think? Like, how long does a hair appointment take?
2 to 4 hours.
That's so dumb.
But it's part of it. You have to let the color set. You talk to your, basically you go, it's like a therapist.
It's Gossip
You go
Girl.
To a therapist and you talk about life.
That's what
and you
it
get
is.
Your hair done and you're with girls. It's nice.
It's gossip time.
And not necessarily.
No,
they're not all like that.
That's crap. They're all like that.
No.
Yes, they are.
You can't generalize that.
I can't.
You're going to get phone calls right now.
Because I know how this goes. I'm going to get good gossip today because there's going to be stuff. Do you remember so-and-so that I blah, 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 you know, like I play basketball with?
Right.
Did you know? Because it's like, I don't know if
Go
I
ahead.
Should say it.
You finish. Go ahead.
When people gossip, they gossip about things that makes them feel better about themselves.
Well, that's probably true. That's probably why people do it.
Nobody's gossiping negative stuff about themselves.
True.
It's negative stuff about other people.
Right.
And I can tell you, because I've been through this, and like for you girls out there who are going to tell me, no hair appointments take 3 or 4 hours, because I'll get people that tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will stop me and say, no, let me tell you, hair appointments really take that long. You're speaking to a guy that used to go get his hair done. You're
Brandon.
Speaking to a guy that used to go get highlights, that I had my hair pulled through caps. That stuff takes 45
hydrogen
minutes.
Hydrogen peroxide doesn't count. Putting your hair over a sink and just putting hydrogen
it
peroxide.
Takes 45 minutes. Peroxide takes even less.
And look at
Kelly,
you now.
Kelly,
it worked out, didn't it?
I have gone to stylists that have pulled my hair through the cap and done it the right way. I've had highlights done. It takes 45 minutes tops.
Brandon, you don't
this
have
is
any
a,
more hair.
This is a 4-hour excuse. Okay, point taken.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Cardi B, who won Best Rap
okay.
Album at the Grammys. I can't do it either, but anyway, it's kind of fun to watch. So Cardi B, evidently when she won, got quite a bit of heat from social media. And went to social media and decided that she was going to deactivate her Instagram account. Because she's like, hey, last year everybody thought I should win.
Mm-hmm.
And when I didn't win, everybody was mad. This year I win and everybody thinks I shouldn't have won.
Right.
So she's like, I'm done with it, done with the negativity, done with all that stuff. So she's deactivated her Instagram account, at least for the time being. But the biggest funny from Cardi B over the Grammys was the fact that she got some flowers in her dressing room or her hotel room when she got back from the Grammy performances. And she did a thank you message on her social media. And she said, thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. The problem was Tom Petty did not send her the flowers. Tom Petty died in 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
So somebody left lyrics from a Tom Petty song on the card. And the inscription underneath was Tom Petty because it was a quote.
That's so something I would have done.
Like, quote Shakespeare.
Yes.
But she thanked Tom Petty for
Bless
the flowers.
Her heart.
Even though he's been gone since 2017.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus, fresh off the Grammys. She had a great night. She performed with Shawn Mendes. Did awesome. Looked beautiful. But there was someone missing, and that was Liam Hemsworth, her husband. So it was reported that he was hospitalized the night before the Grammys, and we found out he had to cancel all of his plans for interviews and appearances due to kidney stones.
Oh.
So she ended up walking the red carpet with her mom and dad, no Liam. And there's no word yet on if Liam has passed the stones yet, but I think he's okay.
Mm.
So have you ever had one?
No, but I know
haven't either. Yeah. So anyways, thoughts to Liam.
Gotcha Gossip on America's Got Talent. There's talk out there that a lot of the crew isn't coming back. So we know that Tyra Banks isn't coming back. Heidi Klum isn't coming back. Mel B isn't coming back. So the only remaining members of the show are Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel. New additions to the show include Gabrielle Union, Julianne Hough. They'll both be new judges. And Terry Crews is going to come in as the new host.
Well, you'll be watching, won't you?
So, Julianne Hough, you dang right. And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is February the 12th. That means we are 2 days away from Valentine's Day. And K-Fine is teaming up with Bennett's Flowers and Gifts, and we have your chance to win a Valentine's Day bouquet. And all you have to do to win is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
And coming up, we have a lesson on what not to do when celebrating your birthday. People are crazy. Coming up in about 7 minutes on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So evidently, Kelly has information on what we shouldn't do as we celebrate our birthday. People are crazy.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a guy in Utah named Dennis, and he turned 66 last week. And to celebrate, he got in his car and started trying to ram into other people on the road.
Oh.
Then he got out of his car and decided it was a good idea to moon everyone on the road. Did you do that back in your day?
I haven't done that, but I do have a friend who mooned people on a golf course at a benefit one time.
Well, that's wonderful. But he got back in his car and he saw a police officer. So Dennis tried to ram head on into him too. And when the cop swerved off the road to get out of the way, Dennis gave him the bird, the universal sign.
Dennis.
So the officer got into a high-speed chase with Dennis and they maxed out to 100 miles per hour before Dennis got to his house and stopped. Hmm. Well, he was arrested on several felony charges, and it's not clear if he was intoxicated, but he has had plenty of drunk driving and reckless driving charges in his past.
Gosh.
Now, Brandon, speaking of mooning, it reminds me, did you hear about the great new restaurant on the moon?
Ooh, I haven't heard about that one.
Well, the food is excellent, but there's no atmosphere. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, congratulations to Scotty McCreery. He has his second number one single with that song right
there. That's a good one.
So the first one was Five More Minutes. This is it. His second single to go number one in his career.
He likes to pull those heartstrings.
I know. And the good thing about this one going number one is this is all about his wife and their wedding.
So she's probably like, yeah, this is my song.
It's perfect. Mm-hmm. So cool stuff there from Scotty McCreery. Hey, I want you to think about this, and we'll get back to it in a few minutes. What lasts longer? And I'm going to ask you this, Kelly. I need you to think about it. Love or friendships? What lasts longer? We'll get to that coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Valentine's Day is 2 days away. I know Kelly has already made plans to celebrate.
At the karate school.
At
with
the karate
everyone
school.
Else.
We have made no plans either. And it's kind of tough. Like if you don't have a steady babysitter, like if you have kids, like what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're paying a premium on Valentine's Day. But so we have a deal on our Facebook page where you can go to our page and we're giving away a Valentine's Day bouquet from Bennett's Flowers and Gifts and K-Fine. All you have to do is like and share. That's up there. Your chance to win at facebook.com/KFIN1079. I wanted you to think about this because I think it's very important that we touch on this. A recent survey has found that 62% of people believe that friendships, real true friendships, last longer than romantic relationships.
Hmm.
So if I were to put you on the spot today,
gosh.
What lasts longer?
I'm going to say friendship.
You think so?
Yeah.
Again, 62% of people think like that. And that's wild.
Yeah.
Because you would think if you say, hey, I'm going to go get married and commit and it's until death do us part and blah, 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 blah. But
you got to be friends too.
Yeah. Ooh, that might be the key right there. We have that up on Facebook as well if you guys want to comment on that because I think it's kind of interesting to think that so many people think friendships last longer. We spend so much of our lives searching for a relationship, you know, for somebody to love and all of that stuff. But truly, the people we might enjoy the most are the friends that... that maybe sometimes when we fall into love or get into the relationship, are pushed aside.
Deep thoughts by Brandon Baxter.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where like you're real tight with somebody, then you get in a relationship, and for whatever reason, the relationship changes the friendship?
Yeah, it's kind of put on the back burner.
Right, because you go all in with the relationship. That's up on our Facebook page as well this morning, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It does appear that we're going to dry out over the next couple of days. That's good news.
Yes.
But a lot of schools this morning are closed because of flooding.
Yeah.
One of the roads I used to live on, which is a back road out toward Valley View, my first home that I ever bought, I saw yesterday we had the alert that that road was underwater.
Yeah, so the buses, like, to get to the kids or them to get out to the school, they can't go past it.
Yeah, and then you're told, hey, you know, turn around, don't drown, and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. We were showing Kai videos last night of how just a little bit of water can completely yeah. change the trajectory of your car and all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. So a lot of people are out today, and a lot of people are scrambling trying to figure out what they're going to do about
kids, yep.
the workday and child care
yeah.
and stuff like that. So coming up here in just about 10 minutes, we'll be knocking out birthdays.
And if you have a birthday you want us to shout out, head to Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079, or text us. Text BBITM followed by your message to 62582.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, February the 12th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to a friend of the show and probably one of the few people that would hear us that wakes up before Kelly and I do.
Man, yeah.
Happy birthday to Destiny Quinn, who turns 24 today.
Happy birthday.
So she does Good Morning Region 8 on KIT. She wakes up at like 1 o'clock.
Ugh.
I was just having that discussion with my wife the other day. I'm like, she wakes up even earlier than me. She's like, why would she do that? I'm like, she's on at 4:30
yeah, right.
on camera.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Mm. Anyway, happy birthday to Destiny. All right, celebrating also today, we have Addison Hunt of Hoxie turning 11 years old. Roy Bialik of Jonesboro celebrates. Jared Bozarth from Jonesboro. Michelle Berry from Wynn. Happy birthday. Susan Guffey of Jonesboro. Kim Carter of Paragould is celebrating. Andrew Cadle of Jonesboro. Sarah Jane Nichols of Jonesboro celebrates. Tony Salazar from Steele, Missouri is 21. Dylan Bushong, happy birthday. Kaylin Franklin of Pocahontas is celebrating a birthday. And happy birthday goes out to another friend of ours, Amanda Hurrigan of Jonesboro and Gearhead Outfitter, celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday, Amanda. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Robert Griffin III is 29, Heisman Trophy winner.
What's his nickname?
Trey. The third.
RG3.
Okay. Christina Ritchie is, did I do it right?
The second time, yes.
Christina Ritchie is 39. Let's see, Josh Brolin is 51. Of course, he's Thanos in the Infinity Wars and Avengers. Arsenio Hall is 63. And what did he used to do, Brandon?
For anybody who is around our age, Kelly and I, you know, we're in our low 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
Arsenio was like the late night TV show mm-hmm. that related to our generation.
Right.
Because, like, you had Letterman and you had, I guess, Leno at that time. But Arsenio, he was the cool one.
He was.
So
Joanna Kearns is 66. She was on Growing Pains. And then Chyna Phillips is 51 today. She is Wilson Phillips.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. You hold on for one more day. Can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way.
Hey!
Hold on for one more day.
I love that song.
So, let's give away K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Dylan Bushong, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kacey Musgraves had a big weekend. She just won 4 Grammys. She was up for 4, won all of them. But there are a few things that are really interesting of similarities between she and Taylor Swift. So her album Golden Hour won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. And her song Space Cowboy took home Best Country Song. And Butterflies was named Best Country Solo Performance. Yep. Well, those are the same exact 4 awards that Taylor Swift won back in 2010.
Really?
Yeah. So her album Fearless won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. And if you think that's kind of crazy, we now know that Kacey is now the first female solo artist to win Best Country Album twice. So she won Same Trailer, Different Park, that album, back in 2016. So she's won twice on that. She also has a new song out that she performed at the Grammys. It's called Rainbow, and it's really, really good. It's on her Golden Hour album, and she wrote it a few years ago basically as a memo to herself, telling herself that things will always get better.
Yeah, and she also was talking about how when she was writing this song, she would perform it live in the studio, and she wanted to capture that live mm-hmm. element for the album. And it's also the final song that her grandmother ever knew that she had written.
Aww.
Her grandmother passed away, so it was the final song that Kacey wrote with her grandmother still alive. Here's what it sounds like, Kacey Musgraves and Rainbow.
Well, the sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
She also has a video out with it. So to see the full video, go to the BBITM blog at kfine.com. Kfine.com.
All right, so George Strait. George Strait has... Stop making me laugh. George Strait has a new album coming out, and he's released another new song off of the album. The song is called Every Little Honky Tonk Bar. Here's what it sounds like. New stuff from George Strait.
The cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are.
George is currently working on his 30th studio album. So, again, that song is called Every Little Honky Tonk Bar. You can check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Carly Pearce has a new single out, Closer to You.
You like the vibe of that?
I do, a lot. She's probably singing it to her fiance, Michael Ray.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's in the new video, right?
And you can see it on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
This is why you don't drink before work.
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Valentine's Day is 2 days away. We have a Valentine's Day bouquet that we're giving away from Bennett's Flowers and Gifts in K-Fine. It's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. You go there, like and share, and you'll have the chance to win. Also, we saw a thing this morning that said 62% of people surveyed believe that friendship lasts longer than romance, that friendship lasts longer than love.
And there's a lot of people saying, mostly I'm seeing friendship, but the one that I saw that I thought was good, Michelle says, as long as you have a great friendship, then there will always be love in the friendship.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, so many of us focus on chasing the romance part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Duke says love. Bobby Payton says friendship. America Turner says true friendship is going to last longer. Michelle Locke says love is fleeting. Friends are forever. So, hang on. Oh, Kelly just passed me a note.
Uh-huh.
Dear Brandon, Here is a song that explains how I feel about this.
We must be fools. We must be crazy.
Michael Bolton.
Thank you, Kelly.
Just because your mom wanted you to be Michael Bolton doesn't mean you have to play it.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends? How can we make love if we can't make amends? Tell me, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
So true.
744.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, there's awesome news out there that I think you're going to freak out about.
What is it?
Do you remember how both of us kind of got sad when Toys R Us was closing?
Yeah.
Because we had these memories of going into Toys R Us as kids.
Well, and then they showed pictures of Jeffrey the giraffe in empty stores. That really made it bad.
Yeah, and then you remember those, you had those visions of going in there and what it was like to go to a toy store when you were a kid. And it wasn't like, you know, a lot of kids now just kind of think about, you go to a store and there's a section for toys.
Right.
But back then, man, like there were toy stores. That's all that was in there was toys and games.
Aisles and aisles of toys.
So whenever we would, whenever Kyle was old enough to be able to realize how great that was, we would take him to the Toys R Us in Memphis, to the Toys R Us in Little Rock, to the Toys R Us in Nashville, in Dallas. And like, I loved it too, because you would see all these different things. So many different things. And they closed down last year. Well, there's talk out that the company who bought the rights and all the assets to the old Toys R Us might be thinking about relaunching the brand.
Really?
So the company is called True Kids Incorporated, and they're saying they have the intention to somehow reintroduce the brand in sometime this year. They're not exactly sure to what extent, if it's more going to be geared toward online, if it's going to be more geared toward select stores that they might open back up. But they bought the usernames, I guess, for Toys R Us, for Babies R Us, and they also bought the likeness of Jeffrey the giraffe.
Well.
So essentially, we could pretend like we fell asleep and this was all a bad dream.
Right.
And Toys R Us could be resurrected at some point this year. I thought that'd make you happy.
That is happy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I know around the holidays, you know, sometimes, I think you even called me this past year. You called me Scrooge.
Yeah, typically that's you are.
And you I don't even really know how to respond to that.
Well, you know.
Because like, but sometimes it's because I'm being cost effective.
Right. Because someone has to be cost effective.
Right. Because my wife isn't. I can say that, right? So anyway, last night we're sitting there in our living room and my wife looks over at me and she says, "What do you want for Valentine's Day?" And like, I could make up all kinds of things, right? Or think of things that I want. And then I said something to her that I think aggravated her a little bit.
I can imagine you aggravating your wife.
What I said to her, and I'm sure there's other guys who think the same way that I do. I said, "There's really nothing that I need. And I would rather have the money in the bank than for you to go out and buy me a gift."
So the way she takes that as is, she's not going to get anything for Valentine's Day because you want to save money.
No, I didn't say that.
But that's what she heard, I guarantee
you
it.
You think that's what she heard? That's not what I said, though.
I know.
I said that I would rather have the money in the bank. There is nothing that I need or need you to go out and buy that's going to be something I don't want. Then I'm going to look at it in the bank register. I'm going to be like, "Why did you spend the money on this?"
Automatically, she knows that you don't want to spend anything. So she should say the same thing. Because if she's like, if she tells you, if you say, "I don't want anything for Valentine's Day," and then she's like, "Oh, well, I would like this," then you'll automatically be like, "She's spending my money."
I'll tell you 100% the truth. It's February the 12th. I haven't thought of one thing to get her. I have nothing in mind. But she is getting her hair done. I'm wondering if that can be it.
I mean, for me, that would be a great present just because I like having that done.
All right. We're going to call her and wish her happy Valentine's.
Oh, my gosh. You look nervous.
Because she just woke up a few minutes ago. She must have been up all night working. Hey, babe.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fine.
You're live right now. I just want to give you a heads up. So I know sometimes
Leslie.
Early in the morning,
good
you
morning,
cuss.
Early.
So I don't want
in
you
cussing. In the morning, you cuss.
Do I?
Wait, doesn't everybody?
Sure, that's true.
All right, so we had the Valentine's Day discussion last night. How did you think that went?
With you?
Well, who else did you talk to about with it, too? Was that even English? Who else did you talk about Valentine's Day to or with?
Nobody.
It was just me. So, yes, it's me. How did you think our conversation about Valentine's Day went last night?
Like an old married couple.
Why do you say that?
Because he said for me not to get him anything.
Because?
He'd rather have money in the bank.
I told you. See, you know I don't lie on here. I tell you the truth. And even if it makes me sound like an idiot, I'll tell you the truth. So I did want to say I don't expect anything from you, but I do have gifts in mind for you.
But Leslie, doesn't that make you feel like telling you, like, I don't want anything. So yeah, go ahead and tell me what you want and you can be selfish and like.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not what
if
I meant.
If you give me something, then I'm not going to open it.
And she says old married couple because after you've been married for a while, you ask questions like that. Instead of just being sweet and surprising someone with a little gift or a token of your love, you have to ask them. So do you really want me to get you something for Valentine's Day? Oh, no, let's just save money.
Have I mentioned that we get paid the day after Valentine's Day?
Well, give it to her the day after.
Right.
All right, I'll give it to you the day after, babe.
We're not poor.
Yes, we are. Do you know where I work?
Yes. I think I just poked mascara in my eyeball.
Well, poke it in mine too. Really, though, I do want you to have a Valentine's Day gift, and my Valentine's Day gift to you is you getting your hair done at 9 o'clock.
Thanks. I thought you were about to say like a Janet Kramer CD or something.
That's even better. As a matter of fact, last night, Kyle laid in bed with us. We were watching wrestling, and he got tired. So I did our prayers.
Oh, my God.
Prayers to, blah, 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 blah. And Janet Kramer out loud.
He did. Yep.
You're an idiot.
Just sometimes.
Leslie, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Valentine's Day. 2 days away, we have a Valentine's Day bouquet from Bennett's Flowers and Gifts. And all you have to do is go by our Facebook page to win.
All you have to do is like and share facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So last night we spent time watching WWE Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Man, Becky Lynch was there and Stephanie McMahon and Triple H and all that stuff.
How was it?
It was good. You know?
I watched The Bachelor. And I had it recorded, so I got to, kind of speed through certain parts. But anyway, I was watching it, and it was really good. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody that has a DVR'd of who got kicked off.
Right.
But lots of drama, lots of cattiness, all that kind of stuff. So everything
that
makes...
Would you make it on air?
No. I would hurt someone.
You would?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it bad enough that it would make you want to fight?
Some of the girls, yes. Yes.
Really? And you think it's real?
Especially
like
when they go to Colton and they say, so-and-so is not here for the right reasons.
But see, they don't know it until after the fact, right? Then they go back for those TV shows where everybody's watching the show.
Yep.
And they're like, wait, you were stabbing me in the back.
Those are the best ones. Those are the best shows. But anyway, so I'm watching and being entertained. And all of a sudden, Tia Booth walks onto the screen. And I'm like, wait a minute. And Tia Booth is from Wiener. She was actually on The Bachelor, I guess, a couple seasons ago. And it's David the Barrel Boy's cousin. It's his first cousin.
I don't know that I believe this still to this day.
He's told us this for about, 2-3 years?
Yeah, she's never been on the show
never,
one time.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know how much pull he has with his actual family.
Right. They're embarrassed.
Right.
He's in a barrel.
Right. But there's that. So anyway, she's on a commercial with, there's a new comedy coming out called Isn't It Romantic? It's with Rebel Wilson and Adam Devine, I think, Devine. And he's really, she's in a commercial. Like, I was so proud of her.
That is pretty neat because you see these people who go on reality shows, and sometimes they find a way to have life after reality TV.
Right.
And I think that's why so many of them do it, and that's the reason I would consider it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily for that show in that moment, but for the fact that,
step.
You're building your brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to my wife about me going out for The Bachelor.
To build your brand.
Well, just because it's better for us long term.
Right. It's the money.
Can you imagine the scandal if, like, you're on The Bachelor and then they figure out that you're married?
Yeah, I think that they'd probably figure that out pretty quick.
Oh, what a great story, though.
There's too many people that would tell.
I'd want to be the heel. I don't want to be the bad guy.
What, yeah. Well, you can go see it. It's on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
All right, so Cardi B had a big night at the Grammys, and evidently some people kind of picked on her on social media after she won. She won for Best Rap or something like that. Anyway, she said she got so many people coming after her that she decided to deactivate her Instagram account to get away from the negativity.
Man.
There's also a story on how she had flowers delivered after her big win, and she made a little bit of a mistake. So on the flowers, there were some lyrics to a song by Tom Petty. So at the end of it, kind of like how you would put after a quote, Shakespeare,
right,
or whatever, they had Tom Petty. Well, she went to social media and said, "Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers." She thought Tom Petty sent her the flowers. Now, the problem is, Tom Petty died in 2017.
Well, she's younger, maybe, you know, just not up on her music or something.
Tom Petty did not send her flowers. That post has since been deleted from her social media.
Miley Cyrus had a great time at the Grammys, but her husband, Liam Hemsworth, was missing, so it was reported that he was hospitalized the night before the Grammys due to kidney stones. Because she walked the red carpet, she was with Billy Ray, and she also with her mom, and also her sister, but no word yet on if he has passed the kidney stones yet, but I'm sure he's going to be okay.
No, see, I know dudes who have had this. It's I've had friends who have had it, and I've seen them in a ball in the floor.
Painful, yeah.
They're saying it's essentially like childbirth for men.
Mm. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Hey, got your gossip on America's Got Talent. When it comes back to TV on NBC, it's going to have a completely different look because Tyra Banks is no longer going to be a part of the show. She's being replaced by Terry Crews as the host, so he'll be a part of that. Also, Simon Cowell's coming back. Howie Mandel is coming back. But Mel B and Heidi Klum are not going to be back on America's Got Talent. So Mel B and Heidi Klum are being replaced by Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough.
I think that'll be good.
So kind of freshening up America's Got Talent. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Valentine's Day is a couple days away. And I was looking through stuff this morning, you know, trying to figure out like perfect relationships. Because I need some help.
Some self-help, yeah.
No, but there was a thing I found that was a love calculator, and it's silly. But what's fun about it is you go in and you type your first name and the person that you're with's first name, and you see what your calculation comes out to. A great relationship ends up being 100%.
Okay.
So let me do mine. And I'm going to type as we do this. Brandon and Leslie. 78%.
Oh, that's
Dr.
pretty good.
Love thinks that a relationship between Brandon and Leslie has a very good chance of being successful.
A C plus.
Yeah, but it's better than that. let me try this. Let's do Joey and Kelly.
What's 100%.
100% is a prediction. 77%.
Oh.
So let's try to do, let's do Kelly and David. David the barrel.
Wonderful.
Only a 66% chance of
I
you and
definitely
David.
Definitely see that.
So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Let me try me and Jana Kramer. Brandon and Jana.
Shut up. It is not 100%.
I don't even want to read the percentage. I'll show it to you.
Okay. It's 31%. See?
This is a bogus website.
There's something wrong with the computer.
All right, here we go. Let's do, give me another one.
Kelly and Channing.
Channing, like as in Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
33%.
Man.
You like Justin Timberlake too, right?
Yeah.
Justin. 34%.
It's doing that on purpose.
You suck at this game.
You're the one typing.
Well, I'm just telling you, you're failing at all these relationships. Never seen somebody fail so much. Give me another celebrity.
Brandon and Carrie.
Oh, that's a good one. If this is perfect, I'm leaving. 44%.
Mm-hmm.
Did I try Brittany? Maybe 44%.
Brandon, man, I think you should just stick with your wife.
Man, my wife and I have the highest percentage.
Y'all have a good percentage.
So anyway, if you want to go and be silly with that, it's kind of fun. Lovecalculator.com is the website. Hmm. And it's fun. You can see. And then
it
you
is
can,
fun.
You know if you need to dump your spouse or not.
From the calculator.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Valentine's Day is coming up, and we have teamed up with our friends at Bennett's Flowers and Gifts on Southwest Drive. We want to give you a Valentine's Day bouquet, and I promise we won't even tell your significant other that you want it. They'll think you spent the money.
All you have to do is like and share. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Man, it's crazy, the video of Coach Spear from Brooklyn hitting those basketball shots.
It's great.
So he's doing granny shots the opposite way. Like,
right.
He's shooting
like
it.
Like he's hutting the ball.
Right. Like he's going to,
he's a football coach, yeah.
Right. But he made a basket. He made a basket in like Conway.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody thought he would ever be able to do that again because the chances of that happening are so rare.
Right.
And he did it again in Brooklyn.
That must be something he's practiced like for years and years and years.
Who does that?
I don't know. Coach Spear.
How does he do it? And like millions of people have seen this video.
I know it.
It's a viral sensation. And it's our coach, our friend.
I love his wife screaming in the background too. That's awesome.
It's such a cool video. If you haven't seen it yet, Kelly, will you tweet that out?
I sure will.
All right. You can follow Kelly on Twitter, Kelly on KFIN. I am Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Big weekend for Kacey Musgraves from the Grammys. She won four. She won everything she was nominated for. And there's some really cool similarities that she has with Taylor Swift. So her album Golden Hour won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. And her song Space Cowboy took home Best Country Song.
Right.
Well, those are the same exact awards that Taylor Swift won back in 2010 for her album Fearless. So a lot of people are comparing them right now. But Kacey is now the first female solo artist to win Best Country Album two times.
That's cool.
So she won for her other album, Same Trailer, Different Park, back in 2016. Her new single that's out, Rainbow, that's what she performed at the Grammys. And she also has a video out with it as well.
Yep. Here's what the song sounds like.
Struggle of staying above the rising waterline. Well, the sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing. But you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
It's a pretty song.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the final song that she was able to write around her grandmother. Her grandmother passed away. It was a final song that she wrote that her grandmother knew that she had written. So,
to see the full video, go to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
George Strait is putting out new music this year, his 30th studio album. And we have another song from the album that's out right now. The song is called Every Little Honky Tonk Bar. George Strait. This is what it sounds like.
Cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. The dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. And that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar.
You can check out that George Strait song on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Carly Pearce has a new single out, Closer to You, and she also released a video for the single, but here's what it sounds like.
All I wanna do.
closer, closer to you.
It's also up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, we have Ellen's Game of Games on tonight. We have the 9th season premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We have the 12th season premiere of American Chopper. Tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, Lethal Weapon, NCIS, Roswell, New Mexico, The Gifted, my personal favorite, This Is Us, The Rookie, New Amsterdam, and NCIS New Orleans.
All right, hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget tomorrow morning, K-Find live on location at Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road. It's in the same shopping center as Old Navy. That'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We'll have our aloe shot, our energy tea, our protein shake. We'll have the best day of the week tomorrow with the K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.